Picture yourself on January 1st, fired up with motivation, ready to transform your entire life. You're going to exercise daily, eat perfectly, meditate for an hour, and finally become that ideal version of yourself. By February, you're back on the couch, convinced something's fundamentally broken inside you. But here's the truth that changes everything. You're not the problem. Your approach is. For decades, we've been sold a lie about willpower and motivation being the keys to change. Stanford behavior scientist BJ Fogg spent 20 years discovering what actually works, and it's almost ridiculously simple. The secret isn't heroic effort or radical transformation. It's understanding how behavior actually functions and working with your psychology instead of against it. This isn't another self-help gimmick. Over 40,000 people have used this method to transform their lives, from tech leaders in Silicon Valley to overwhelmed parents to people battling serious health challenges. The approach works because it's based on how humans actually operate, not how we wish we operated. Every behavior requires three elements converging simultaneously: motivation, ability, and prompt. You need the desire, capacity, and a trigger saying, "Do this now." Missing any element means the behavior won't happen. Most change efforts fail by relying on motivation, which fluctuates constantly. You're more disciplined in the morning than evening. Weight Watchers sees January enrollment surge, then November plummet. This isn't laziness. Motivation is inherently unstable. Katie wanted to exercise instead of scrolling social media in bed. She put her phone in the kitchen at night and bought a separate alarm clock. By removing the prompt and decreasing ability to check social media, she established her routine without willpower. When troubleshooting behavior, check prompts first, then ability, and address motivation last. Most failures aren't motivation issues. They're fixable problems with prompts or ability. Prompts orchestrate hundreds of daily behaviors. Person prompts rely on internal cues, like hunger, unreliable for new habits. Context prompts are external cues, like sticky notes, effective initially but fade quickly. Action prompts, the most effective type, use existing behaviors as triggers. These anchors attach new habits to stable routines. After I anchor, I will, new habit. The best anchors share three qualities with your desired habit: same location, matching frequency, and similar theme. Identify the precise trailing edge marking your anchor's completion. Instead of "brush my teeth," use "put my toothbrush back into the charger." Elena refined her anchor from vague morning routine to turning off the water after rinsing my bowl, making her counter-wiping habit stick. Create meanwhile habits during brief waiting periods, while shower water warms, at red lights, in grocery lines. Brittany created one: after I buckle my seatbelt, I will push play on my audiobook. She now consumes 5 books monthly during her commute. Most people choose behaviors impulsively, copying a friend's routine or following internet inspiration. This relies on chance, not strategy. The solution is behavior matching. First, clarify what you actually want. Lose weight isn't specific enough. Do you want to feel better in your clothes, control diabetes, have energy for your kids? Specificity lets you design for what truly matters. Next, create a swarm of behaviors. Write your aspiration in a cloud and surround it with every specific action that could help. Make each concrete. Not play with dog, but play fetch with my dog each evening for 10 minutes. Finally, use focus mapping to plot behaviors on 2 dimensions, impact and feasibility. Behaviors in the upper right quadrant, high impact actions you actually want to do, become your golden behaviors. When Fogg applied this to sleep problems, he identified installing blackout shades, silencing his phone, using a white noise machine, and creating his dog. Here's where everything we've been taught is backward. Making behaviors tiny is the key to sustainable change. 2 push-ups, flossing 1 tooth, a 5-second plank. Tiny behaviors don't depend on motivation. When something is small enough, you'll do it consistently even on your worst days. Each completion builds confidence and positive emotion. Consider Instagram's origin. Krieger and Systrom made photo sharing remarkably simple, just 3 clicks. While competitors offered complex features, Instagram won by making the core behavior effortlessly easy. Simplicity beats manufactured motivation. You have three approaches to making behaviors tiny. First, use motivation waves to skill up. Watch proper technique when inspired. Second, get tools that reduce friction. Molly struggled with meal prep until discovering the mandolin slicer, transforming her 5-hour ordeal into 2.5 enjoyable hours. Third, make the behavior tiny through a starter step, putting on walking shoes, or scaling back, shrinking the behavior itself. The crucial insight? Keep the bar low. Sarika transformed her breakfast routine by starting with just turning on the burner, eventually blossoming into full breakfasts. On low motivation days, Fogg still flosses just one tooth, enough to preserve the habit without guilt. The goal isn't perfection, but consistency, keeping habits rooted regardless of their size during difficult times.
Repetition doesn't create habits. Emotions do. You can perform a behavior daily for months without it sticking if it doesn't generate positive feelings. But when strong positive emotions connect to a behavior, habits can form immediately, sometimes after just one time. Fogg discovered this during a difficult period when practicing his tiny habit of flossing one tooth. He deliberately celebrated the action and felt unexpected warmth in his chest. This simple celebration wired the habit into his brain. Most people confuse rewards with incentives. A true reward must be directly tied to a behavior and experienced during or immediately after. Timing is crucial because dopamine is released and processed very quickly. A massage after 2 weeks of running isn't a reward. It's an incentive that won't wire in the habit. To discover your celebration style, imagine getting your dream job or watching your team win. Notice your spontaneous reaction. That's your authentic celebration. Options include saying yes, smiling big, doing a little dance, or thinking, good job. If celebration feels awkward, try celebrating with a child to see the pure joy, or use physical movements, which are harder to fake. Sarah, a single mom, struggled with washing her face before bed. When she finally did it, she celebrated by telling herself, "You're the kind of woman who takes care of herself." This simple celebration helped wire in not just face washing, but other evening self-care habits. Sukumar's story reveals the true power of tiny habits. At 34, after 17 years of failed fitness attempts, he started with just 2 push-ups after brushing his teeth and 5-second planks. By 51, he was doing 50 push-ups daily and 5-minute planks as part of a 1-hour routine, a fundamental identity shift that broke his cycle of failure. Habits scale in 2 ways. They grow or they multiply. Growth habits expand naturally until reaching their boundary, like Sukumar's plank growing from 5 seconds to 5 minutes. Multiplication habits, like saying, "It's going to be a great day after waking," don't grow larger, but create ripple effects that inspire additional positive habits. Success reduces fear and increases motivation. When you succeed at small habits, your overall motivation rises dramatically, enabling you to tackle harder behaviors. This explains why tiny successes often lead to breakthrough transformations across all life areas. Most transformative is embracing new identities through "I'm the kind of person who." Sukumar gradually shed his "I'm not an exercise guy" identity, eventually joining group classes. Identity shifts cultivate constellations of related behaviors. Sukumar's exercise success led to healthier eating and better dressing. By changing who you believe you are, you naturally change what you do. You can design your way out of habits just as you designed your way in. The Behavior Change Master Plan works in 3 phases: create positive habits, stop specific behaviors, then swap in replacements. Phase 1 builds positive habits unrelated to your problem behavior. Practicing tiny habits in neutral areas develops skills of change without emotional baggage, shifting your identity and naturally crowding out unwanted behaviors. Phase 2 targets specific habits for stopping. Don't tackle abstract, general habits like stop stressing at work. Use the swarm of behaviors model. Write your general habit in a cloud, then list specific contributing habits in surrounding boxes. This breaks the tangled knot into manageable strands. To stop unwanted habits, first tackle the prompt. Remove it, turn off notifications, avoid it, make coffee at home, or ignore it requires willpower. Next, make the habit harder by manipulating the ability chain. Increase time required, no ice cream in the freezer, physical effort, remove your desk chair, or create conflicts with important routines. Dawn surfing disrupts unhealthy evening behaviors. Adjusting motivation rarely works for ingrained habits. If other approaches fail, scale back. Stop for shorter periods, reduce duration, decrease frequency, or lower intensity. Phase 3 involves swapping behaviors. Find a new habit that's easier and more motivating than the old one. When your teenage daughter is careless, replace snapping with sincere praise. This remapping transforms automatic responses without relying on willpower. Change happens through small, strategic actions that ripple outward to shape your family, community, and society. When we view behavior as a puzzle rather than a character flaw, impossible challenges become manageable. A major hospital addressed nurse burnout by helping nurses pair daily anchors with tiny stress reduction behaviors, deep breaths, sips of water, genuine smiles. 3 months later, research showed significant improvements in stress management and resilience. The most profound transformations shift your experience from suffering to less suffering, from fear to hope, from overwhelmed to empowered. Your quality of life depends on daily choices, and habits are the means to feeling better. You now have a complete system for change that eliminates guesswork. Share these principles. Apply the maxim, "I'm the kind of person who," and watch your identity shift. Start today with something absurdly small. After you finish reading this, celebrate. Feel the shine. Transformation doesn't require becoming someone else. It requires designing for the person you already are, one tiny habit at a time.